Chapter 42. For the better part of a week, Charlie spent his daytime hours, wrist and sometimes elbow, deep in all manner of foulness as he toiled over the broken toilet mechanisms plaguing the ship. He hadn't realized it at the time, but his own personal commode was just a much smaller symptom of a far larger problem. With the system unable to properly close and seal, the pirate craft was forced to haul around the waist of the entire crew until they entered the atmosphere of a planet with breathable air. Only then could they open the purge and dump the accumulated mess, likely to the great horror of anyone unfortunate enough to be located beneath them. To attempt a maneuver in space with so many toilets stuck open would have killed most of the crew from rapid decompression. Charlie had asked how it was that they could form a force field over holes in a hull, but couldn't seal off a simple toilet. The answer made his head spin a little. Apparently, when the ship was built, it had a robust magic design powering all systems. The residual magic ensured toilets stayed unobstructed from the bowl all the way to what had been intended as a temporary holding tank. Of course, now that tank was regularly put to far more use than it had been designed for. The cells he worked in constituted a good 60% of those on the ship, though at least there were several of them that were a quick fix. Others, however, required far more work. The prisoners had been required to clean their toilets prior to his working on them, as he had requested. Some complied without complaint, but others were decidedly annoyed by the disgusting task. All knew who was to blame. They would do it, of course. To not would incur the captain's wrath. But once Marbon had inspected the unit to ensure it was ready for Charlie to work on, several of them made a point to leave a smeared and still warm greeting for him on every surface they could reach. Charlie could have complained, and Marbon would certainly have made an example of the men responsible, but he felt it was far wiser to simply get the job done and get on with his life. And once their toilets all functioned perfectly, who knew? Maybe those upset by the inconvenient cleanup job would come around and even be thankful, or at least not hold too much of a grudge. He hoped. The week had been grueling, but another benefit Charlie had reaped from his new job was a bit of special treatment from Marbon. A few days into the project, Charlie had impressed him with the progress he had been making, and that night Marbon sat with him during dinner and activated his translator. None of the other prisoners received that treatment. Charlie, however, had piqued the pirate's curiosity.
"Okay, you've got to tell me. How did you know how to open the panel? Only a select few know repair spells, and even fewer can wield them without a slop or conus. But you're unpowered."
"I don't know about slops or conuses or spells," he had replied. "I'm just using my engineering experience and applying it to a new type of technology, is all."
"What is technology?"
"It's the mechanical processes by which things function. In your case, voice-activated devices woven into your society's daily life."
"Magic, you mean. Power."
"Well, you call it that, but that's got to be a translator glitch. It probably actually translates to wireless power or something," Charlie replied. "Regardless, once I figure out the underlying principles of the system, from there it's just backtracking the mechanism until I find the fault." Marbon studied the unusual human with great curiosity as they ate. It was almost a friendly meal between equals, rather than guard and prisoner. And then there was the fact that Marbon had been one of the men who captured him, though, truth be told, he didn't really hold it against the pirate. Sure, it wasn't pleasant, but it was the life they knew, and for a pirate, he seemed to be a decent sort. Somewhat surprisingly, they wound up chatting about things other than waste disposal repairs as well, as they finished their meals. Charlie's homeworld, the mechanical issues with the Rixana, how the crew was replenished from captured vessels.
"Rather like the Roman Legion," Charlie said.
"The what?"
"A great army from my world, thousands of years ago. They spread far and wide, amassing an enormous fighting force. But the thing was, when they would vanquish an opponent, rather than kill or imprison their men, they offered them the option of joining their ranks as legionnaires."
"It makes sense," Marbon said. "It is a waste of manpower to constantly execute prisoners."
"Exactly. So in a sense, your operation here is sort of similar to the Romans. I mean, it's different, obviously,
For one, you're space pirates. But the general idea is the same. They shared a few more tales, and Charlie actually found the company improved the taste of his food. It had been a long time since he'd simply talked with someone. Tuktuk was a friend, no doubt, but their stilted discussions had been cut rather short by his impromptu escape.
Come, Marbon said at the end of their meal. Drop off your tray and follow me.
Charlie obliged, following the man through the ship until they reached a familiar chamber, the communal showers. Only at this time of night, they were empty.
You've worked well and hard. Others would have complained the entire time, but you just put your head down and got the work done. The captain may not always show it, but he appreciates your efforts. Go ahead and get cleaned up. You have the facility to yourself. I'll see if I can procure a set of clean clothes in your size from one of the dead's belongings. That way, you can rinse the day's clothing as you bathe and start the next day fresh while the damp one's dry.
Thank you, Marbon. I don't know what to say.
Say? There is nothing to say. You have performed well, and on the Rexxana, those who carry their weight are rewarded.
The scarred pirate then left him to bathe in peace. As the warm water flowed over his body, washing clean the past several days' grime and smell, Charlie found himself almost feeling content. He knew it was just the relaxing heat loosening his tense muscles and steam flushing out his poor sinuses. But for a moment, at least, he allowed himself to feel at peace. But soon enough, he knew with certainty things would undoubtedly shift. For now, however, for the first time in too long, he soaked in the heat and felt, well, human.